Ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for January 26, 2016 is now called to order. I would ask you to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichert.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Dan Carlone.
Here.
Commissioner Evelyn Alexander.
Here.
Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Here.
Also present, we have Stephen Graham from the City Attorney's Office and Pamela Velez from Human Resources.
Our first item for today is item A, public comments. I see there's no one in the audience for comments. Moving on to item AB, approve agenda additions. Do we have any additions today?
No agenda additions.
Okay. We'll move on to our consent calendar, and I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 and A2 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull any of the items for discussion? No? I'd ask for the motion.
So moved, Chair.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. That ends our consent calendar for today. Next, we have item A3, a request for hearing in the matter of appellant P1506-3, which was withdrawn. Counselor, any comments on this item?
I have none, other than the hearing is
concluded. Counselor, good point. Thank you very much. Our next item is item A4, correspondence. Do we have any today?
No correspondence. Okay.
Our next item is item A5. Charter Review Committee consideration of charter sections related to civil service, including but not limited to Charter Section 246, 247, 248, 49, 50, 51, 252, all the way to 261. And I have had a chance to look at them, and it seems to me like all the concerns that the civil service put forward to the Charter Review Committee were in there. Everything we had to say was included in it, and I thought that was a very, very comprehensive presentation to them. And I know, Evelyn, you were concerned about this, and you wanted this item put in there.
Yeah, so I asked to have it put back on the agenda. I think it would be very good if you, as chair, went and just highlighted some of the things that Kathy did mention in her report that were of concern to us, mainly the discipline hearing portion of the current responsibilities. I know that I really appreciate what the Charter Review Committee is doing, but they're getting so much information. I'm just concerned maybe they just glanced over our concerns, and I would like to have them hear it, at least the one part about keeping the disciplinary hearing portion in the charter. Because, you know, if it gets in the code, four votes can change it.
I understand what you're saying, but to me, that's a lot like lobbying, and I've never been a political creature myself.
Okay, I know the library board is going.
But of course, if this commission wants me to do it, I'll do it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you all feel. I just thought it was very comprehensive, well stated, and I know a lot of people. Well, I know Phil Savage and
sure,
a number of those people,
yeah.
And I know they're not, they'll scrutinize it. They won't just, you know.
Well, I do know the library board is going.
I did hear that.
Yeah, to speak to them. The one thing about the disciplinary hearing, because I know, you know, HR and civil service, so much could probably blend, you know, be consolidated even further than it has in the past few years. But the disciplinary thing, having that not city employees, you know, having it members of the public serve on that, I think is so important. And I'd hate to see that get into the code, and then, of course, it can be changed by four votes.
Yeah, and that was, I had another concern myself, which was what I brought forward about if you have the city manager appointing
right,
our chief examiner, mm-hmm, you have one person who pretty much is running the city, and there's always, I'm not saying that this would ever happen, but there's always that chance of nepotism or cronyism when you have a central power, an executive authority that dictates rather than has on just exactly what the Charter Committee is doing right now, is what I'm asking, or what I feel the Civil Service Board should have the same authority, because after all, I know how I feel. I am here for one reason, that's to serve the city and the citizens here. I have no other agenda, and that's why I feel comfortable with what we put out there.
Listening to, and of course I have a little, I don't know, because I went to the library board meeting on a whole different matter, I heard what Kathy from Management Partners was telling the library board, and it looks like none of the commissions will be in the charter. And so everything then would be in the code, most likely. And so then that's my big concern, is four votes can change code.
Yeah, I understand your concern.
I think it goes both ways. I think they're not going to get rid of the commissions, but I think they wanted to make the charter simpler.
Understand.
And less complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as when I talk to council people, they like the commissions. It's important that there's like a third party, mm-hmm. you know, so the employees feel they're getting a fair shake.
Right.
I don't think they'll ever get rid of it, personally. But I don't believe it belongs in the charter myself.
Mm-hmm.
But then it can be changed so easily.
It can.
Yeah, and that's the only thing that bothers me.
Yeah.
I don't especially think it should be in the charter,
yeah.
but figuring four votes can change it. You know.
I just see a complicated charter now.
It
just destroyed our city,
yeah.
you know. And we never really had a strong city manager that runs the city. And I think nothing better than you can fire your city manager, you know, if he's not doing a good job. I don't know. I mean, it's a double-edged sword. You can go either way.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said, you know.
Yes.
You have one guy in control. He can do bad. He can do good. But if he's doing bad, you can fire him, too.
Yeah, that's an important point.
Yeah.
Curtis, you have anything to say?
I went through this, and there was a couple of concerns I had. And one of them, I think the term of the commission is changed, is proposed to change in here. And I thought it was always been a 5-year instead of a 4-year term.
I think it's a 6-year.
It's 6 years, yes.
Because I have 90 days on my mind.
So I saw that as a change, and I didn't know whether that was something that we recommended from here. The other thing, and when I first came on, one of the reasons for the 6-year term was so that it would not necessarily coincide with the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That each mayor would have an opportunity to appoint a couple.
Right.
One or
but
two.
You could serve from one mayor to another
right.
mayor,
yes.
and that way you had the continuity of the board or yes. the commission. And I see in here they seem as though they're trying to make it in conjunction with the mayor. So if it's 4 years, the mayor got a 4-year, then the commissions will have it 4 years. And when we first talked about this long, long time ago, I asked that question, why were we 6 and the mayor was 4? One of the reasons was is because it gave that continuity of being outside of the mayor, whichever mayor was appointed. You could serve within the new mayorship.
2 years.
Yeah, absolutely, and you keep that. So I saw that as a change, and that was a question I was concerned about, and I didn't know whether the board, how the board felt about that is the term of the commissioner.
I believe Los Angeles doesn't like that, but it was not considered in our compare and contrast because it's such a large city.
Yeah.
So, Jeanette?
Well, I understand everyone's concern as far as, you know, having, you know, it can be changed,
mm-hmm.
you know, with four votes. And so I would kind of agree that it, you know, it needs to stay in the charter. I don't know necessarily it needs to be there, but, you know, so that mm-hmm. that change can occur. It might, you know, so I can understand her concerns.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does everybody feel about it? Art, as I said, I'm comfortable with what we've already done. If you all want, you know, it's up to you.
I just thought it might be a good idea to, you know, take a couple minutes and address the committee.
Yeah, it may not be a bad idea to say, like, Curtis brings up a good thing here, because you lose continuity if you had a 4-year term.
Right.
The whole thing is to have 6 years, so then you don't have a bunch of newbies,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming on not knowing what to do. You know, me and Jeanette were like were brand new.
Right, yeah.
And you guys all left, you know, we'd probably be lost, you know. So I think that's
real important. It'd be time to elect officers.
Right.
And you wouldn't have even seen a hearing. Well, maybe we wouldn't even have hearing as our chore, you know.
Right, so, you know, maybe it'd be good for you or Curtis, you know, go up there and say, you know, explain that to them. And then the concerns of that one on the charter. Just at least put it out there. Make sure that they understand it, read it. And just didn't glaze over it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not like you're trying to change their mind. You're just pointing it out.
Yeah.
Just pointing it out.
It's a concern.
Don't lobby for it. Just say, hey, just by the way.
That was one of our highlights in the report. You know.
Right. How do you feel about that, Curtis?
Well, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. You know, like you said, I think this committee or commission should stay really outside so that it can do an independent representation for the employees as well as for the employer. I think once you start putting it under the city manager, then you are then forced to sort of adhere to some of the city manager. And you're right. I'm definitely opposed to this nepotism and cronyism or whatever you want to call it. And I see that can very easily happen when you put it under the city manager. And I see that happening very easily when you tie it into the mayor, because, you know, the mayor runs and he gets elected, and his election is your appointment to the commission. And that sort of rotates along with the mayor. And I think that destroys some of the independence of the commission. Even though we are appointed all by the mayor, I think we feel that we can make some independent decisions without going through the mayor. We know it's going to be approved or not approved by the mayor, but we feel that we feel a little clearer to make those kind of decisions. But no, I don't have a problem with talking with them or meeting with them if you want to do that.
I would rather have you do it. Seriously, because you feel more I'm not that concerned about with what we have here.
Okay.
And as I said, in 90 days I may very well be gone.
No.
And I need a new chair.
But I do feel, though, you know, if we don't do that, the chair representative is better than one of the members, unless I'm working in your stead. But it'll probably be just as well if we both meet the board.
That'd be a good idea.
Sure. Okay.
So, Evelyn, is the library board going and speaking at the next meeting, which is tonight? Is it tonight?
I know Kathy said she would try to, whenever they are, probably, because it's been a couple weeks.
I think they're on the agenda tonight.
Yeah. They're on the agenda.
Yeah. The library board considered different language than was in the draft of the charter committee. Mm-hmm. They proposed alternative language that they felt would be better. And the president of the library board is going to be delivering that and talking to the committee tonight.
Gotcha.
Do we have a draft?
We did not propose revised language. It was simply, at this point, you had met and spoken directly with Kathy Steniford. She came to one of our meetings, and then had prepared this report following that, which has already been presented to the Charter Committee for review and consideration in conjunction with a number of other things, of course. So it's really up to the board in terms of what your preference would be moving forward, if you simply want to attend their next meeting and make a public statement, or if you actually want to be added into an agenda for one of their future meetings to address your specific concerns. And then, of course, if you want to instruct me to prepare any specific language, of course, we could do that if that is your desire.
I would like to see the draft myself before we go in and find out what exactly it says.
Their current working draft is online. They change it at every meeting, though, so it's hard to say if it's up to date.
Yeah.
Right now, they're going through the draft language, and they are sentence by sentence making changes, and I don't know how fast the turnaround time is to getting those online. But they're working off of the model charter that's put out by some national organization.
how long before we have to make our presentation?
Yeah,
I mean, like tonight.
I know
the library board's on there. I'd like to, you know, have a little more information before I go into it.
Are they going to, like, read the charter in March? Is it March where they're
going to? They said end of April, beginning of May, it is anticipated to be submitted to the council.
Right.
The council then have a couple months to look at it, discuss it.
So you could do it in February.
Yeah, I think that, you know, their first meeting in February would be a good idea, because we don't want to go too long. And I don't know that we need to prepare verbiage, you know, for what.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's necessary. But
I think we should send Evelyn.
I can't do that anymore, you guys. No.
But I would like to see what it specifically says about civil service before I go into talk about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So maybe if we could get a hold of that, and Curtis and I will go over it, and then we'll.
Okay. I'll request the current draft as it is written, so that can be prepared and presented to you at our next meeting.
Okay.
And then I will also simultaneously request that we be added to the agenda for their one of their first meetings. They meet on the same days that the Civil Service Commission does, so that any meeting tonight, if I'm not mistaken, unless that has been changed. So I believe it's at 5:30 or 5, do you know?
5 to 7:30.
Okay. Yeah. So so that's the meeting time. So you could either choose to be agendized at their second meeting in February, or request that I go ahead and include it on the agenda, and then if you decide to make a change or alternate.
Yeah, let's go forward with immediately, you know, the next meeting.
I think the next meeting. However, what Kathy, from what she said at the library board meeting, she would ask if the library board could just slip in at the beginning of their agenda rather than have to go at the end for public comments. But I didn't know if she was actually agendizing it.
It was agendized.
Okay.
They worked around Dr. Clark's schedule.
Yeah, I knew
he couldn't be
problem.
There at the beginning. They put him at 6 o'clock.
Okay. So
when he shows up, they'll just stop talking.
Yeah, okay. I knew there was something with her trying to work it on the agenda. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Okay. They'll do what they can.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that would be nice to try and get it in the beginning of the meeting if possible. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes those meetings have a tendency of going on for a while.
But I think it's always better to be agendized so that they would understand that it's on their agenda.
They pay attention to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If you say, well, just stick me in on the front, you may or may not be able to get in.
Yeah. Public comment might just be.
Right, yeah. We don't want to be a public comment.
No, I don't want to do that.
Okay, so I will request that you be included on the agenda for their first meeting in February, which I believe is February 9th. Let's see what that would be. It would be, yes, February 9th. And then I will simultaneously try and get the draft copy and send that out to the commission as soon as possible. So even ahead of our next agenda meeting, they would have that time to review that.
And I don't really see any necessity in having the whole draft.
No.
Just what associates or what relates to us.
The current draft is so short.
It's
15 pages long,
it's
not overly
hard. All right.
Okay. Anything
but
else?
I think we need to ask each one of the commissioners to look at each one of those items.
Oh, sure.
Or each one of these to make sure that
we
they
can
have
get
any
draft
comments
yeah.
about any of those. So when we
the next meeting.
We can bring it up.
And we can talk about it at our next regularly scheduled meeting.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Okay. If we have comments, we can't send it to everybody, though, right, Steve? We can only send it to Rebecca?
No.
You can't send it to anybody?
Yeah. Okay. I would highly recommend you not send your comments about the item to each other.
Oh, no, I know that, but can we send it to Rebecca?
Yes.
Individually look it over, redline it.
Okay, send our
We can discuss it in our next meeting.
Right,
if we agendize it, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I suggest.
Right. Yeah, no, that's right on. That's exactly
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. All right. And with that, we'll move on to our next item, which is item A6, monthly report from the chief examiner.
Okay. In your packets, you do have an update for our activity report for December 2015. In the month of December, we did issue 8 eligibility lists certifying 125 candidates. And those were distributed between finance, the fire department, parks and recreation, police, and the water department. All of our recruitments were completed within our 30-day processing goal, within an average of 8 working days. And then we had 10 recruitments that remained in progress at month end. Just really quickly, I don't know if any of you were able to tune into the special meeting that occurred last night, but the contract for integrated waste services, which will include also street sweeping and right-of-way services for the city of San Bernardino, was agreed by the council last night, or approved by council last night, to go with Vertec as the vendor of choice. So we will be moving forward with notifying employees over the next couple of weeks. Those that will be impacted, most of them are well aware of what's been going on. Many of them attended last night's meeting. And then, of course, Vertec will be providing a number of employee forums or prospective employee forums where they'll be invited to get information about employment with Vertec, because as part of this move, they have indicated that they will be hiring personnel that are currently employed by the city of San Bernardino. So I just wanted you to be aware that that was moving forward, and that will probably be a primary point of focus for the Civil Service and Human Resources Department over the next month or so.
And that was like a lease, right, of our department? Was it a lease or?
It will be. It's a 10-year agreement with Vertec with an option to extend for 5 years. So it could be a total of 15 years, but that will be up to council to determine if they will do that 5-year extension after the 10-year period is up.
Were they buying our trucks, or what were they?
They will be taking over the vehicles that are currently operated by Integrated Waste and refurbishing and, in some cases, probably replacing.
What about the facilities and that kind of thing? Are they going? That facility will be closed out completely?
You mean the city yard?
Yes.
City yard is actually housed at, Public Works has multiple divisions that actually operate out of there. And so the Integrated Race is one portion of that, but there's still fleet services that are there. There's still graffiti abatement and that crew that are there. So there is no intent at this point in time. That was not part of the contract for them to take over operations of our city yard. I think they will be using temporarily, as we go through this transition, maybe temporarily some space, but I think they intend to have their own operational yard for Integrated Waste Management Services.
What was that date that there was going to start?
Yeah, the effective date?
The 31st. Well, the agreement was signed last night. It would be effective as of April 31st, with the final day of employment for those that are impacted by this being March the 31st. So it's a fairly tight timeline to transition all of those services, because we have the employee impact, but you also have all of the equipment and those moves that will be going over to Vertec as well over the next 2 months.
Where is the yard for the Vertex? Where are they located? I know they're doing Fontana and a few more other cities.
I think out at the Orange Show, right? There's one out there.
There's one facility up in the
Orange.
Not at the Orange Show.
They got several.
They have a broad service area.
Yeah, they have Colton, Fontana.
I think they've even identified there's another space that they will be adding into, but that's a detail I don't know. Okay. I would have to certainly try and see if we could get some information for you, if that's something.
But the effective date is May 1st.
April 1st.
April 1st.
April 1st. Services will be provided by Vertec.
April Fool's Day.
My anniversary.
There you go, smart man.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, I just know that there was some heated comments from different council persons. So.
Yes, the neighborhood associations.
Okay, with that, I would ask for a motion that the activity report for December 2015 and the personnel action summary report for January 19, 2016 be received and filed. If I can have that motion.
Should I ask one other question? On this eligibility, this is coming from applications. These are new applications, or are they?
So to establish.
Just renew the eligibility list.
So those actually are new eligibility lists.
Okay.
We do track on the tracking sheet. You can see we also reissued some of them and made an update. But that those specific eight eligibility lists are actually newly established out.
They come in as a new application.
That's right.
New appointment.
Yeah, a whole new application process and testing process.
Okay.
Have you met the new city manager?
Not personally. He's spoken briefly at a council meeting and saw him in passing, but I have not actually sat down and met with him.
I understand you walked through City Hall one day. I was just wondering if you swung by.
What did he look like? Good looking guy?
Pardon me?
What did he look like?
I don't know. I didn't see him. I don't live here.
Hey, we already have a motion.
Motion.
Can I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Next, closed session. I believe we're going to discuss the chief examiner's personnel evaluation. So I would ask for a motion that the Civil Service Board recess the closed session for discussion of the personnel evaluation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We're going to closed session at this time.
Do we want to excuse Rebecca? If we're going to talk about her, we probably should.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've returned from closed session and concluded our business concerning the personnel evaluation. So with that, the meeting is reconvened, and we'll move on to item A8, which is adjournment. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of February 9th, 2016, if I can have that motion.
So moved. So moved, Chair. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you.
You did a great job.
Brian, you put that on the back.